And
this is rubber.
Uh-huh. A musical instrument that you play like this.
Well, we usually call it a harp, but a mouth organ. We usually said harp, though.
What about something that would go like this? Did you ever see that?
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Did you ever hear juice?
Oh, juice harp. So we usually just called it a harp.
And something that you'd pound nails with would be a
hammer.
And say if now these questions may be a little specific, but talking about a wagon, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
The tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse and a buggy, you have to back the horse between the.
I don't know. I've forgotten.
And on a wagon wheel, you'd have the hub, and then the spokes would come out, and they'd fit in the.
I don't know. That would be the rim of the of the wheel, but I don't know of any other name for it.
Is the rim the metal part that touches the ground?
Yeah, I would think so.
And say if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to. You're not familiar with that?
No.
Do you ever hear swingle tree or single tree? Or?
Oh, well, I probably have, but it didn't mean that much to me.
Yeah. Say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was doing what?
Well, I guess he was just transporting wood.
Do you ever hear hauling wood or
Well, hauling wood, yes, uh-huh.
What's that?
Hauling, uh-huh. Hauling would be a good word.
Okay. And the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit into that comes across, you'd call that
the axle?
Okay. And say if there was a log across the road, you might say, I tied a chain to it and I put it out of the way.
I don't know.
Well, you could say pulled it out of the way, or another word you might use would be
I drug it.
Okay. And you say, we have what, many logs out of that road?
Well, you could say we have drug.
Okay. And what did you, the first thing that you'd use to break up the ground with in the spring?
A plow.
Uh-huh. Did you hear different kinds of plows? Hear any different
kinds? Well, my daddy had a little garden plow, just a little small plow.
Well,
it was a hand plow or a plow that would be pulled by an animal.
What about something with teeth in it that could break up the ground even finer than a plow?
Harrow.
Did you ever hear that? Harrow.
Yeah, but I don't know too much about farm implements. We had a little garden plow. Daddy always kept a small garden plow. He did have a little hand plow, and then he, if he wanted to go deeper, you know, he'd use a larger plow that used an animal to pull it. It'd be too much for him.
Say if someone was
that was just in the garden, you know.
Say if you were going to chop a log or saw some boards, a frame that you might set the log in. Maybe an X-shaped frame?